And we begin with football, and another win for Victoria Pilsen means that in the last game before the winter break, they have a 14-point lead on second place Slavia Prague. What's more, Pilsen remain undefeated so far this season and have dropped just 2 points in 16 games. The latest win came, not surprisingly, from the season's top striker so far, Mikhail Krmenchik. The brace of goals against Jablonec takes his tally to 11 goals in all, and that performance has stirred speculation that the Pilsen striker could be poached by bigger clubs, with the West Bohemian club ensuring a high price. Krmenchik says his target is to win the league and help the club qualify for the Champions League next time round. And staying with football, a first for Czech football when Sparta Prague travelled to Mladá Boleslav. It was not the 3-0 scoreline for Sparta, though such away wins are rare for the Prague club these days, but the fact that a video consultation contributed to Sparta's opening goal in the 12th minute. The consultation confirmed that the ball hit the post and slipped over the line and under the keeper for an own goal. The win relieves some pressure on Sparta's Italian manager Andrea Stramaccioni, but still leaves the club in fifth position. Sparta's manager looked back on the season so far.
I cannot imagine how tough could be Het Liga, Czech League, and it's difficult league and different by Serie A, different by other leagues. And so, of course, I made mistakes, but learning from mistakes, you can teach yourself and you can improve. So I know now for sure better this league. And so now we have to use the break.
And the Czech women's handball team have created some surprises with the 100% winning start to the World Championships being hosted in Germany. The Czechs have notched up wins against Argentina and the fancied Poles in their two opening games and topped the second qualifying group alongside Norway with 4 points. They next face Sweden. The bright start means the Czechs have a high chance of reaching the last 16. And Czech judo Olympic gold medal winner Lukáš Karpálek is back from injury and proved himself to be in winning form in his first so-called Grand Slam event in Tokyo. After being sidelined by an ankle injury, Karpálek won the silver medal in the over 100 kilos category. The Czech was out of competition judo for 5 months due to injury and missed out on the World Championships. He says the ankle appears to be holding up in spite of taking some painful knocks.